Keystone World, Keystone Year, Susanna said. She took the last tape off the spindle, held it up to one of the lamps for a moment, then put it back in its box. Where time always goes in one direction, like it's supposed to.
Gan created time, Roland said. This is what the old legends say. Gan rose from the void. Some tales say from the sea, but both surely mean the prim, and made the world. Then he tipped it with his finger and set it rolling, and that was time.
Something was gathering in the cave. Some revelation. They all felt it. A thing as close to bursting as Mia's belly had been at the end. 1999. They had been haunted by these numbers. They had turned up everywhere. They saw them in the sky, saw them written on board fences, heard them in their dreams. Oi looked up, ears cocked, eyes bright. Susanna said, "When Mia left the room, we were in at the Plaza Park to go to the Dixie Pig, room 1919 it was, I fell into a kind of trance. I had dreams, jailhouse dreams. Newscasters announcing that this one, that one, and t'other one had died. You told us," Eddie said. She shook her head violently. "Not all of it, I didn't. Because some of it didn't seem to make any sense. Hearing Dave Garraway say that President Kennedy's little boy was dead, for instance. Little John John. The one who saluted his daddy's coffin when the catafalque went by. I didn't tell you because that part was nuts. Jake, Eddie, had little John John Kennedy died in your wens? Either of your wens?" They shook their heads. Jake was not even sure of whom Susanna was speaking. "But he did, in the Keystone World, and in a wen beyond any of ours. I bet it was in the wen of 99. So dies the son of the last gunslinger, O Discordia.